New research shows a concerning increase of Australians travelling without insurance. A study has found 1 in 7 Aussie travellers didn't take out travel insurance, and there's a growing appetite for risk, with as many as 45% of travellers choosing more adventurous holiday options. The Wire's Azucena Carrasco asks spokesperson from iSelect Sophie Ryan if this trending is concerning.
It is concerning. Look, 14% of Aussies admitted to travelling overseas during their latest trip without travel insurance. So, look, that's really taking a risk. And look, cost of living pressures are likely to be a contributing factor. Some travellers choosing to cut costs by skipping out on insurance. 31% of those uninsured travellers believe their destination was safe enough not to need it. It does show a bit of a false sense of security. And look, I'd really encourage Aussies, you know, to think of travel insurance as a small cost compared to potentially what the financial impact of emergencies may be. Look, it's one of those things where you think you may not need it until you do.
What kind of risks are we talking about? What kind of risks are people taking when they skip travel insurance? Can you give us an example of just how much you could be paying when things go wrong overseas?
Look, travellers risk significant out-of-pocket expenses, especially things like medical emergencies, cancellations, luggage or theft. Maybe you're travelling with some expensive camera equipment or computer equipment. And this report highlights, you know, hospitalisation, even doctor's appointments overseas, they can cost, you know, we're talking hundreds or perhaps into the thousands of dollars, especially in countries like the United States. Even minor incidents like missed flights, stolen passports, you know, they can lead to major disruptions and expense. And if, you know, you're uninsured, you know, you likely have to foot the bill for that, which can be a nasty shock and really, really add up.
The report also suggests that social media might be the reason for taking unnecessary risks. Are just young people being encouraged to take more risks by what they see online? Or is it in general? Are we all at risk? And is there any specific cohort of people that are more at risk?
Yes, that's right. You know, 36% of travellers that, you know, have seen risky destinations promoted positively on social media. And 45% said they were willing to take risks for unique experiences like visiting remote areas, trying unfamiliar foods. So, you know, the report really suggests that younger travellers are more likely to take that risk and go uninsured. 23% of the under 30 cohort admitted to skipping out on coverage. So younger people we know are more likely to be influenced by social media. But look, risk-taking behaviour can span across age groups. However, you know, we do know that older travellers are the cohort more likely to take out cover.
What about the medical or dental treatments overseas that are also mentioned in the research? What do travellers need to know about how or when travel insurance applies in those cases?
Yeah, look, great question. 46% of those surveyed said that they'd considered travelling overseas for medical procedures and most commonly dental care. Almost 70% said it was because of the lower cost. That was the main reason for seeking treatment abroad. But look, travel insurance, you know, typically it does cover emergency medical and dental treatment, but not elective procedures. So if you're in this boat and you're considering getting that treatment overseas, check the exclusions carefully on the policy that you're planning to take out, especially for pre-existing conditions and any planned treatments. Perhaps there may be an add-on that you may be able to purchase for those reasons. But that's, of course, that can vary from policy to insurer.
And from a safety and peace of mind perspective, what do people need to know before paying for travel insurance to be properly protected? And what is your advice for travellers?
Look, first of all, compare policies. Ensure it matches the destination you're going to, the activities you do have planned, your health needs, and of course, your budget. But look, really, it's about those exclusions as well. So people may not realise that, you know, any incident that may occur related to alcohol, that may exclude you from making a claim. Adventure sports, if you're planning on doing any risky activities, and of course, pre-existing conditions, not declaring those. So definitely read that product disclosure statement, and you can contact the insurers directly if you're unsure, or perhaps a comparison service such as iSelect can help out. But look, travel insurance, you know, it does offer peace of mind, helping travelers, you know, enjoy their trip without worrying about those unexpected costs. And we know that people can really do without that, especially during these tough times.
Spokesperson from iSelect, Sophie Ryan there, speaking with The Wire's Azucena Carrasco.